So Rabbi Avram Zakto, sponsor this year.
Okay. The last 2 years ago, we spoke about Lecha Mishnah. And one of the questions that we asked them was the question if Lecha Mishnah is a chiyav for everybody in the Suda or not. We brought down that Chassidim, what they do is they'll already start making hamaisi before their wives washed. Is it that women are not mechayvim lacha mishnah? What was the pshat? That was one of the things that we touched upon in this year. This year is also about lacha mishnah, but it's very practical halacha lamaisa. We start off with the Gemara and Brachos. It's the first source. The Gemara and Brachos brings down, this is not just the Gemara and Brachos, it's also Gemara and Shabbos. Omar Rab Abba says, "Ubeshabbos chayiv adam lipzaya ashtei kipros. A person is mechuyev to be baitseya on two threads." Now, the actual word baitseya is a little bit complicated. What exactly does the word baitseya mean? And that is a very, very, very important question. The way we understand baitseya, most people say it's breaking bread, splitting the bread. But we see it's not mamish that, it's that with a bracha. Let's see. Amar Abba, Ushabbos chayiv adam lipzaya al shtei kipros. Has to be on two breads, two loaves. My timer. What is the reason? Lecha Mishnah, because it says Lecha Mishnah. Since it's a Lecha Mishnah, so therefore, on Shabbos, we do two breads. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says that he saw Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, the Nakatarti Ubatachad. He took two, and he was Baitseya on one. What does it mean that he took two, but he was Baitseya on one? So he held two, and then the actual Batsia, let's say it means that he broke only one bread.
What is the definition of Batsa?
Well, let's say it means breaking. Let's say that for now. Rav Zeira have a Batsa akulo shirusa. Rav Zeira would be Baitseya on the entire Sherusa. We'll see what that means in a moment. You look like a hungry guy. You're breaking the whole thing. Since I don't do this the whole day, but in the since I'm not doing it every day and I'm only doing it today, I don't look like a very big fresser. We have to understand, what does this mean that he broke the whole thing? So we have a very similar Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yizayin Amud Beis, which is source number two, which is going to explain a little bit more. The Gemara is almost the exact same thing. It adds on just a few lines. The Gemara says, "Vayak bayim hashishi bechinu atzashay yaviu la'alter amar Rav Abba b'Shabbos chayv adam l'tzayel shei kikrois person b'chiv on Shabbos to betzay on two loaves dechsev l'chamishna." Rav Ashi says, Chazina, I saw, but before we go on, Rashi says, what does it mean, Lifsaya? Rashi's Lashon is, which we don't have over here, it's right on top of the Rashi that's brought down. So the word Lifsaya means Birchas Hamaitzi. A person mechuyev to Lifsaya Birchas Hamaitzi. So according to Rashi, the word Lifsaya does not actually mean breaking bread. It means holding bread. Well, if Torah doesn't mean breaking bread, I mean, it means seems to mean only making the bracha on bread. Again, Amar Rav Ashi, Chatin Leil Rav Kahana, the Nakatarti took two, Ubatachada, and with Baitseya on one. Amar Laktu Ksiv, it says Laktu. What does it mean, Laktu mean? You take both. But you only break one. So you don't have to go ahead and actually eat both challahs. You only need to eat one challah. That's what most people do today. So Lenny said he knows people who cut both. So let's see a little bit further. Rav Zeira have a batia kula shirusa. Rav Zeira would be boitzea on the entire shirusa. This is where Rashi comes in. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, perusa gedayla, it was a big piece he would take. He would go ahead and take a whole piece. I mean, when he would cut challah, he wouldn't give his kids a little piece or himself. He would give a big piece, a zaftig a piece. Why would he be doing that for? So Rashi says, it's to be mechav of the Shabbos. He wanted to be mechav of Shabbos. Nirkim mechav of the Shabbos. L'chazik v'lechal harba. He wanted to show that he's eating a lot. Beautiful. So we see over here that he had an idea to eat a lot. So they asked him, he looks like a fresher, and the answer is, I don't do this only on Shabbos. This is the way Rashi learns. So according to what we have so far, Rav Abba says you have to do on with two breads, and Rav Ashi says that he saw Rav Kahana take two, but be Baitseya on one. He took two, but with Baitseya on one. One last time. We have a machlaikis. It's easy, Rabbi. Say it's easy to look inside. They're very short pieces of information. Anybody could do it if they want. We have Rav Ashi who's saying that you do. Rav Abba says you do on two. But Rav Ashi says you take two and you're baitseya on one. You mean you break one. Why do you only break one? So the Gemara in Shabbos is saying, laktu, they took. They took means they only took it. It doesn't mean that you have to eat it. It means that you just have to take it. So you take it in your hand. That's the kiyum of Lecha Mishnah. That's what we have so far. And then the Gemara said that he took a big piece. And he said, why did he take a big piece? For Kavod Shabbos. And on that, Ravina told Rav Ashi, why would Rav Zeira take a huge piece? It's not appropriate. You look like a fresher. And he answered, since he doesn't always do that, it shows that it's Kavod Shabbos. That was the first two sources. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says a completely different shot in the Gemara. The Rashba is earth shattering because he mamish looks at one or two letters, and because of those one or two letters, he changes the whole shot in the Gemara. The Rashba is the third source we have. The Rashba is on Shabbos of Kivshizayin the base. They are bata akula sheruse. The way Rashi learns, he had it for, he took one piece, and Lenny was saying that it's enough for him. Sheruse means for the whole suit. Says the Rashba, this is not the pshat. Pirish Rashi, zechroin levracha, or zeul l'shaina. It doesn't say exactly what the abbreviation is, but it doesn't make a difference. Chaticha gedayla, one big piece. Sheesh badayla kula sheruse. That he's enough in that piece for the whole meal. He also said the same thing in brachas. The Rashba, ve'ena mechuber ve'enai. It is not proper. It's not right. The ena inyan shemu asinu has nothing to do with what we're talking about. What were we talking about? We were talking about lecha mishnah. And the question is, you have to take two loaves. First we said you have to take two loaves. And then after we said that you have to take two loaves, Rav Ashi said that he saw Rav Kahana take two, but break only one. And the next thing is how much you take to eat. We're talking about the halacha of halacha mishnah, not how big of a piece to cut yourself. So that's the first question the Rashba says. The other have just the opposite. The bigger piece you take, you look much better. Look more geshmak. Why would you say he looks like a fresher? You're cutting, you look like you're a generous person. You're cutting, you're giving it out to each person. You want to give out, and you want to give out generous pieces. You don't look like a fresher, the fact that you're taking a big piece. You look like a generous person. Why would that even be a question? Why would Rav Zeira even ask? So this is the second question. Question number one, how could he start saying that the next part of the Gemara has to do with taking such a big piece for the whole suda, for Kavod Shabbos? And then Rav Zeira says, how could Ravina ask Rav Ashi, how could he do it? he's looking like a fresher. First of all, says the Rashba, has nothing to do with what we said before. We were talking before about Lacha Mishnah. The second thing asked the Rashba is, you're being generous. You're being generous. So how can you say that the guy, the fresher, the fact that he's being generous and giving everybody a big piece, that's not being a fresher, that's just being generous. Said the Rashba, Elinurli, rather, it appears to me the basal claw kikris. It means that he broke both pieces of bread. Both lachamishnas he broke, Kamar. Umshum the kamrin and the nakatarki basal chadok, Kamar hachad Rav Zera, basal kula. Since we said that Rav Ashi said he saw Rav Kahan, he took two and only broke one bread on that. Rav Zera would break both breads. The Rav Zera batakul kikri teman kamei vahinu tekaamar the mechsli karav sanusa. This is what it means that he looked karav sanusa. It means that why you have to break both? You're eating one. What are you doing with both? You don't have to. You don't have to break both, you only have to bake one. The Rashba himself also, take a look at the Lashon. The Lashon of the actual Gemara. The Gemara says, Batza akule sheruse. You hear that Lashon? Akule sheruse. What does it mean, akule sheruse? What does it mean, akule sheruse? On the whole thing, right? The way Rashi is saying, it's kule shiruse, enough. Akule shiruse seems like, what does akule shiruse even mean?
It's enough, that if I do the second one, you make me a half set by doing the other one.
What?
It's 365 by doing another one. Only if you're done, it's enough to be a half set. Maybe making a half set is fine.
No, but you're doing it. Well, that's the mitzvah itself. Okay, so let's see how we're going to have to cut. Okay, so we have over here the Rashba's arguing on Rashi. The Rashba's saying that Hemshech of the Gemara, now we understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Hemshech of the Gemara is the Sugya of Lacha Mishnah. Not that we would take a big piece to enjoy for the whole meal in order to be generous. No, he would cut both challahs, and in that, he's like, why are you cutting both? That's how he answered the sugya. So we have a machlokes according to the Rashba, how to learn in the Gemara. One way to do Lecha Mishnah is to pick up both and cut one. And the other way is to pick up both and cut both. What is the Yisoid HaMachlokes? Why would you break both? We see that's the way the Rashba is learning the sugya. But before we answer, what do you say? You have to make a chakira always. You always have to have some lamdas in the sugya. Otherwise, it's just not geshmak. So before we say what the chakira is, let's see the Me'iri and the Arachayim, sources 4 and 5. And then we'll be able to explain. The chakira. Come from the Me'iri and source number 4. This day you have to be Batseya on both breads. Before we go further, that means being Batseya, what does Batseya mean? Are you making the bracha or are you actually breaking it? What is the word Batseya? When Rav Abba says you're supposed to be Batseya on two breads, what does that mean? How do you understand that? Because in the formation of the Gemara, Rav Abba says a person has to be Batseya on two loaves of bread, because it says Lecha Mishnah. Rav Ashi said that Rav Kana would take two and be Batseya on one, and then Rav Zera, according to the Rashba, would be Batseya on both. What about Rav Abba? When Rav Abba is saying you're being Batseya on two, what do Rav Abba mean? Did Rav Abba also hold that you're supposed to break both? Or he just, what does he mean? It's very unclear. It's very unknown and unclear in the Gemara. So let's see the Me'iri. Zeshu Hatrachnu, source number four. L'Soyal Shtei Kikrois, Kosu G'dayla Mefarshim. The great Mefarshim explained, B'chol Sudo M'sholosh Sudos. You need to do it on all the Sudos. B'chein Nesrichu B'gimol L'Kavon Al Yayin. You have to do it all on wine. So you see a very important thing, Shal Shudos. All of them, the basis has to be wine. If you don't have wine in the middle of your Suda, it's a big problem. Garnish Tatan B'Kiddush. Has to do with the Tzuda is supposed to be Nikfa Alayayin. You have to also do it on Yom Tov. Why do you also have to do it on Yom Tov? Says the Meiri, it makes sense. Sharei, no. No, we're talking, not, he's talking about the Lechem. Sharei Kishem Shalai, the same way the man didn't come down on Shabbos. Also, it didn't come down on Yom Tov. Mishnah Merav Yom Tov. So, over here we see from the Meiri that you have to do all three sudas, and what do you need to do? What do you need to do all three sudas? Lecha Mishnah. Well, he's saying you have to be kaver and yain. So you see an important thing. This is whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Yontif. It doesn't make a difference. Okay? So far we have the Gemara, we have the Rashi, we have the Rashba, and there's absolutely no heter in not washing. Unless you have a stomach ache. But stamazai, not l'chatchila, the Mishabur doesn't say l'chatchila. The Mishabur doesn't say l'chatchila person. The regular Jews, they're not Hasidish. They don't want to be Hasidish. Hasidish is the word loaded with a lot of anti-Semitism. They just want to be regular Jews, and we have to learn how to not to be so racist. We don't want people to be racist on us. We shouldn't be racist on other people. I just want to read to you because Lenny asked. The Mechaber Reish Tzadi Aleph says, you should be very careful to do Sudash Shlishas. Now, the Mechaber in Reish Tzadi Aleph Dalet brings down, you have to have two loaves of bread. So he says very clearly. And the Mishabura, the Ramah says, if you have one, but the evidence is good, but you should have at least one, and you should be machmer to have two. Now, what about a person who's not so stuffed, he can't do anything? So over there, the Mishabura says we're makel, but I'm just saying straight halacha, a person should never say that l'chatchila, I shouldn't have, what's it called? L'chatchila, that's not.
What about those people that say that learn Torah is not a
change? No such thing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Maybe it's one Magen Avraham. No, there's not. It's one Magen Avraham that brings down Erev Pesach Chalit B'Shabbos. No. A person of Avada should be Machmer if they can. That's for sure. Okay. The Mechaber said very clearly, if you're very stuffed, it's true. If you're very stuffed, what are you supposed to do? Okay, fine. So now we brought down the Rashba, then we brought down the Meiri. The Meiri says also very clearly that it's not just Shabbos, it is also when it comes to Yontif as well. Also when it comes to Yontif as well. Okay. Now, comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and let's see the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, this is source number five. I just want to, in the Lashon of the Meiri, which we have, it's cut out, and I apologize that it's cut out. In the Lashon of the Meiri adds on, he says, "Mokom makim enechayv l'tzayal shteyim, elekech shnayim, ubaytzei ala echad." She'ein lecha mishna amar el bolkita. Miri said, lecha mishna is only in the taking. She never looked to Lacha Mishnah. So he's saying that you're not mechuyev to break both. According to the Rashba, the Machlokes. The Meiri is saying you're not mechuyev to break both. You're only mechuyev to, unlike the Rashba. So we have Rashi, unlike the Rashba, the Meiri, unlike the Rashba. And let's see what Shulchan Aruch has to say. Baitseya Ashtei Kitra, says the Machaber in Reish Ayin Dalet Aleph. What does Baitseya mean? What does it mean exactly? You're Baitseya on two Kitras. What does it mean? You're breaking both or you're not breaking both? Says the Machaber, I'll tell you what it means. You hold both of them. And the Mechaber continues, that's in just in the next paragraph underneath, it continues, you hold both and you break one. Now, the Mechaber is saying you're doing the bottom one, you break the bottom one, which means one is on top of the other. They're not side by side. That's one on top of the other. And the Ramah said, than that, that's only on Friday night. Friday Shabbos day and Yontif by night, you break the top one. So which one should you break? The top one or the bottom one? So Friday night, you break the bottom one. Shabbos day and Yontif at night, you do the top one. And the Ramah said, that's al derech al kabbalah. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch says. Comes along the Gra, and that's the Gra. If you go back on top over there, right underneath the words of the Machaber in Reish Ayin Dalet, this is the Gra. He brings down Ayin Magen Avram. So we're going to see the Magen Avram in a second, but let's see what the Gra passes. The Ikar K'may Shekasu Rashal Vishla, the Rashal and the Shla say, Lachta Shneim, to cut both of them. Kapir Sharashba, like the Rashba says, Rav Haigain and Rav Haigain, Akula Sherusa, the word Akula Sherusa is mashma, that they broke all the breads. The way Rashi is learning Akula Sherusa means enough for the whole meal, because Rashi is saying that he broke enough in order to be able to eat the whole meal. And the Rashba is learning Akula Sherusa means both breads. The Pirush Rashi, Kashimoid Mai Mechsikarasa Nusa, according to Rashi, what does it mean? That you look like a fresher, the fact that you're cutting a big piece. Gam Loshna Kula Shrusa Dachat, Loshna Kula Shrusa is also Dachat. That means the way Rashi is learning, the word Akule Shrusa is not as Gishmak as the Rashba. Kule Shrusa means he took a huge piece of bread. Akule Shrusa is Mashma. The way the Gra's understanding, the way the Rashba's understanding, Akule Shrusa, the way the Rashba is saying makes more sense, because it's like I'm breaking both breads. The way Rashi is learning, his lashon is not as good. Okay, that is, so comes along the Gra. If you're a Granik, you'll cut both breads. We have Machlokes, Rashi, Meiri versus the Rashba. Machaber paskins like Rashi and the Meiri, and the Gra paskins like the Rashba. Come along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says a very interesting thing. Says the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is right by this, on source 5, the second paragraph. Aleph, hatach toina, ubach kasov, usoya al hal yoina, kashar nagu, azkenim, mishanu kadmanias. The Bach argues with the Machaber. The Machaber says to break the bottom one. The Bach says, all the old guys, for generations, everybody broke. Which one? The top one. Why? Dei mavir in all mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah right in front of you. Why would you go to the bottom one when you have the top one? Rashal Naga Lipsay Ashtaya. The Marshal, his minig was to go ahead and make the brach on both. Valinir Lachriya. The Vathilia Nichenu Lamala Bishasamir Vehu. At first you put it on top. Ubishasa Maiti Yikaral Yadav Yadav Yitin Yanichenu Lamata of Yipsala. So he's saying, turn it around. You have a top one. And when you're making the bracha, you're holding this top one. And this top one, you have to really be cutting it. Since you want to make everyone happy, the halacha, which is emavir nal mitzvahs, the Kabbalah of doing the bottom one, go like this, and then take the bread and turn it over and put it on the bottom. This is what the Magen Avraham says. He also says that the people are medaktik, they make an indentation in the bread before you make a bracha, you cut a little bit into it. That's what the Bach brings down. Okay. To make it easy, although, yeah, everybody's going to ask, it doesn't cut it well anyway. Fine. So we have over here a huge machlaikis. I guess you don't have to cut it if it's pulled apart challah. It's fine. Okay. Big machlaikis between Rashi, Rashba, and the Mechaber pasuk like Rashi and Meiri, and the Grub pasuk like the Rashi. Now, let's make the Chakira Shkaya. Now let's make the Chakira. What would the Chakira be? Why would you say you make the Bracha and break only one? And why would you say you make, and why would you say you break both? Meaning, is the Chiyav Lecha Mishnah on the Bracha holding it, or is it on, or is it on what? On the eating it. Because if you're breaking both, that means, we would assume, you're breaking it to eat it. I think that's a very fair assumption. If you're not going to eat it, is there just a din to break it? I don't know. We would assume that you're breaking it in order to eat it. Hainu, is it Lecha Mishnah a din in the bracha? Or Lecha Mishnah a din in the Suda? Let's think about, let's understand for a second what Lecha Mishnah means. I have a question. The whole Lecha Mishnah is Shvar, in a way. Because when do we get Lecha Mishnah? On Friday. Two portions, one for Friday and one for Shabbos. So on Shabbos, we didn't get Lecha Mishnah. But we're celebrating the Lecha Mishnah that we got on Friday. We're celebrating that on Shabbos.
She won the night and saved one for the next day.
Well,
that's the reason why we got double.
We got double because we can't collect on Shabbos. Right. So we got our Friday meal. No, we got on Friday morning for the whole Friday and for the whole Shabbos. So
how
what's
many,
the.
How many did we get on Friday?
Two.
The one for Friday and one for Shabbos.
So we have, I'm just saying, what the idea of Lecha Mishnah is to show that we got double. Why do we do it on Shabbos? Because we got, well,
for 2 days.
Right, the 2 days for three meals. The meal of Shabbos day, the meal for Shabbos day was divided into three. It's true. It's true that maybe the amount was the same amount, but the amount was split into more. That is true. That is the true point you're making. However, what is the yesod of Lecha Mishnah? So, the first thing we say, is it on the bracha? That's the way Rashi learns clearly. The din is to make the bracha on two. Or is it a din on the suda? What does it mean, the din on the suda? The eating. You're eating more to remember, so therefore you have to break both. You're eating two to remember, or you're not eating two to remember. You don't have to eat two. You have to make a bracha on two.
I think it depends on how many people you have eating. Or
with
the second one or not.
It's.
I mean, why not eat double twofold?
I have a question. Are you remembering? Let's think about it like this. Are you remembering the fact that you got double on Friday? That's what you're remembering. What are we doing when we're doing Lecha Mishnah? We're remembering the fact that we got extra on Friday, or remembering the fact that we didn't eat today? Some of the, a question. When, if you break into pieces the actual takana, the thing that we're doing, what are we doing? We're remembering. But what are we remembering? The fact that we got doubled on Friday. So that's what we're remembering? Or are we remembering that we didn't get on Shabbos?
We got a double portion on Friday.
It's a zecher to the man that it didn't fall down on Shabbos. Are we remembering that it didn't fall down on Shabbos? Or we're remembering that it came double on Friday? Double on Friday. Okay. Rav Nosi, what do you say? The Lashon is Lakdu Lecha Mishnah. The Meiri is Lashon. Listen to the words of the Meiri. We don't have the whole Lashon of the Meiri inside. The Lashon of the Meiri is Ein Achayv L'Tzayel Ashtayim. He says, you don't have to be break both. Elekech Shneim U'Batel Echad. She'ein Lecha Mishnah Amar El Blokita. The whole idea of Lecha Mishnah is in the taking. She'nemar Lakdu Lecha Mishnah. It's really almost the Lashon of the Gemara. Nachatati U'Batel Echada. They took. So it's about the fact that they took two on Friday, more than on the fact that they didn't get on Shabbos. Meaning, if we look about the fact that they got two, it's not, if we look at it like that, if we look at about the...
It's more miraculous to get double than you get nothing on Shabbos.
You got double to cover Shabbos. You got double on Friday to cover Shabbos. It's two.
It makes a lot of sense to the point, the way the Meiri is saying, we could understand a little bit Rashi. Rashi is saying it's about the fact, what are we remembering? We're remembering the fact that we took double. We're remembering the fact that we took double. You don't have to eat double. You're taking two challahs because we're remembering that we gathered double. It symbolizes that we gathered double.
Eating of it.
Has nothing to do with the eating. We have the Rashba's learning. No, we're supposed to break both. Because it's not about the fact that we took double. What did in fact? We see clearly the Rashba is making it on the Suda, on the eating. The Rashba is saying you eat both. The way Rashi is learning, the way the Lashon of the Gemara, look, do they took. So we're memorializing what? The fact that they gathered both. According to the Rashba, what are we reminding ourselves of? We're eating. So obviously we're reminding ourselves the fact that we had Lecha Mishnah and the fact that on Shabbos we were able to eat what we got on Friday, what didn't fall. Maybe you could say in the Rashba, it's not about the fact that we gathered. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace that we're able to eat what we didn't get on Shabbos. That's what it was Nikva. It was Nikva to have it on all three Sudas. My point is, why would the Rashba say you have to eat both? Why? So it's more on the Suda.
He's saying eat both and cut both.
The Rashba doesn't say eat both, but it's very clear in the Lashon of the Gemara. You're looking like a Rav Sanusa, you're looking like a Fresser by cutting both. What does that mean? You're eating from both. That's clearly what the Rashba is learning. If you're cutting both, you're just not eating from it, you're just doing an act of cutting.
So the point to him that you should have a piece from each tongue?
That's what I would assume. That's what it seems like in the Rashba. I'm asking you, it doesn't say it. Okay, Rashi says you just have to take two and break one. Because the Rashi is clearly saying it's all about the fact that they gathered both. That's what the Nes was. I'm going to say in the Lashon of the Rashba, the fact that you're breaking both, I'm understanding the glad way is that you're eating from both. My point is that is not the fact that they just gathered both. And therefore, you're taking both. It's about the fact that they were able to eat something that they got the day before. They never left over anything the day before. Every day, what happened? They ate whatever they got, and that's it. Over here, what happened, Oren? They got it, and also it was left over for the next day. They were able to leave over for the next day.
That's the question. Why do you have to do a Friday night? Why not only do a
job? That's a good question. They asked that question. Why do you have to do it three times? You should just do it.
They had enough Friday.
It's a good question. It's a good question. You're asking, just do it once. Because they got doubled, you should just do it once. I got it. I hear the question. It's a fair question from the straight looking. I'm just saying, why would you have to break both? The point is, it's about the fact that they took it. So take it, a symbolizing of the taking. I'm just saying, if it's broken, I'm just saying.
To gather the model together as double portion of one.
My point is reminding that they didn't get today and they still were able to eat.
Technically, you can break it all up once in a rush, but you just.
What happened when people left over for the next day? Vayaram toilam vayivash. They came all wormy. Except for Shabbos. So what I'm saying is, in the way the Rashba is understanding, that's the miracle.
With the Rashba, then you wouldn't need Lechavish Shabbos day or Shabbos Shabbos. He's saying cut both Friday night, then all those
pieces. It's all of them are memorializing. All of them are moralizing the same idea. They're all the same idea. It's the same. You're asking the same thing as Avi's asking. My point is, in the Rashba, perhaps you could say, it's not just about the fact that they gather both. It's the fact that they didn't gather it on Shabbos, and what they had stayed over. So it's the fact that they were able to eat something that was from the day before. You understand the difference? You understand? If they were able to eat, and that's why the Rashba is learning that you have a din of actually eating it. It's reminding you that there was a big miracle over here. Double on Friday, great miracle. You know what another miracle is? That you were able to eat on Shabbos about something that didn't come on Shabbos. So it's on the eating, and that's what Rashba says. It goes on the Suda, it goes on the break. That's the way, that's Mahalak to be able to explain the Rashba. Do you hear that, Oren?
The Rashba is saying, besides the fact that they got double on Friday, this worm is on Shabbos later.
So we're remembering that they're, so that's on the eating. You can eat bread that didn't get spoiled. We're remembering that you're able to eat this bread. It didn't get spoiled. Wow, what an amazing mess. That the bread was left over. That's a different way of looking at. Correct. But I'm just saying the whole Lecha Mishnah, even right, the whole Lecha Mishnah, the fact that you got, you're right. I'm asking to you. I mean, when is the day over? You're deciding day's over. Maybe it was by Tzeis. You're saying everybody wanted a midnight snack. Okay, I hear you. I'm not disagreeing. I hear that part. Okay, so now we have at least a way to understand the machlokes. Comes along the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim goes a little bit like a middle ground. Rabbi say, this is unbelievable. You'll see this Kaf HaChaim, it's going to blow your mind. Say the Kaf HaChaim, I understand the other Rabbi say. He goes middle ground. Even at the time of Betzia, of breaking, you shall hold both and be Betzia on one. Don't do like the people who make a bracha on both. After that, you drop one, and you break one. It's not good. Says the Kav HaChaim. When you're cutting one, you know what you're supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be holding the other.
He wrote Ubatza Achada.
Right, yeah. That. Yeah, but. You're holding both, right. And while you're holding both, you cut one of the two.
You have to hold it like
Avada, you're holding both. If you drop one, the Betzia part, the way he's understanding the type, I ask you a question. What does it mean by Tzeya? The Mechaber says, okay, he's going on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Boitzeya Shtei Kikras. She'oicha Shteyem B'yadai, U'boitzeya Tachtoina. You hold both, and then you're Boitzeya on the other one. So the way we learned was, you're holding both, you're making the bracha on both. That's the way Boitzeya means. And it's a little bit Midurik, it's the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi and Shabbos said, Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi and Shabbos is, that the word livtzoya birchas hamaitzi. Rashi Lashon, baitzi is not on the breaking or on the holding. It's on just the bracha. That's it. After that, you're finished. According to Rashi, it's just on the bracha. So the Kav HaChaim, no such thing. It was never just on the bracha. No such thing. Can't be. It's on while you're breaking, you're still holding one. That's the way he learns in the Shulchan
Aruch. You have to juggle it. Boy, holding it, you can't hold the challah and cut it. You have to cut it like this.
100%.
It's a violin.
Well,
hold it.
No. Doesn't count. Mio or Rav Zalman in ice. Yeah, one second. He said, no, this was coming from the Pesach Hadvir and Tferes Adam. He's saying, but Rabbi Zalman in Ois Beis says that you're able to drop one. It's good enough to hold one of them by the bracha. Okay, he brings the others who are mekel, but Rav Zalman. But he brings down the Ariya of Abadivri Arizal, Shavanul, some Reish Samach Beis, Ois Beis. And you bring down the Ben Ashkai, the same type of thing. You shall hold both in your hand while you are cutting one of them. But we see over here, Meir de Gazaf. What's the Vart? What's the Pshat? Why would he say that? Meaning, Rav Nosi Shlita, our wonderful Gabbai. I may be. What? Why would he say that you have to hold both? Meaning, it's not enough pshas bracha. It's while you're cutting one of them, you're holding the other. How do you understand that? Like a little bit more part of the suda, maybe a little bit more part of the suda.
What's it possible? Double, double. But you hold both.
If you're saying that it's a fact about the gathering, so you held it by the bracha, the fact that they gathered it. If it's more about the fact that they're eating, maybe, I don't know, I'm just showing it's a little bit middle. It's not that you have to cut both, but you can't just drop one. Okay? He's down the middle row. Fine. Now let's move on to the practical halacha. What about if you have a frozen challah? It's good? Yeah, really, it's good.
Yeah,
wrong. I just said wrong just to bother you. What would be tolia?
Like
what would be tolia?
You have to eat
it. Let's make a very simple chakira. Well, if you have to eat it or not. So no, or if it's, or let's not go so far that you have to eat it. Is it something that's edible enough that it's part of the suda? If it's a din of just gathering too, and it's a symbolic thing, for sure it's going to be good. So it's a symbolic zach, so you're taking two. You don't have to, it's not about eating. Meaning, it's not about eating b'chol, it's about taking two breads. The way Rashi, you learn Rashi, it's just a din in the bracha, you're taking two breads. Well, then it would for sure be good. But if it's a din about eating, so even if you don't go as far as the Rashi, but you have to cut both. But if you're holding both b'shas to bracha, and you're cutting one, the assumption would be, of course you could argue on it, and you could say not like that, but the assumption would be, if you're holding both, and cutting one b'shas to bracha, the assumption is that both of them are ra'i to eat. Both of them are more chelik of the suda. Let's see what Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzah brings down. Source 7. You're allowed to go ahead and the lechem kavod thing frosted. Assume matzah hakafa. You bring it out of the freezer, it's going to be mutter. Okay? So we see that it will be mutter. Now, let's take a look at Ois Beis over there. Veshemati. Yeah, v'shemati magroin rishlam v'dam l'arbach shlita, which is dechatadev v'kosh l'rocha now, the yatakan is possible, the b'shosh shalachim kosh l'kevin, if it's hard as a rock, l'ray l'achila, then you're not allowed to, any yachol l'tav l'cha mishnah. And he makes a chilek between matzah and erev Pesach. What about matzah and erev Pesach? What's the shayla about matzah and erev Pesach? Well, you're not allowed to eat matzah and erev Pesach. So the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chassid wants to be makel anyway if it's hard. Because it's cold, but he's bringing that from Shlomo Zalman that it may be cold. Matzah Erev Pesach is be'etzem edible, but you're not allowed to eat it. Whereas this is not be'etzem edible. No, we're talking about that. It's a second challah. Okay, but that's what we're asking. Does it have to be roi to eat or not? My point is, in my chakiro, perhaps we're seeing, according to the Rashba, it's more of a din of a suda. Therefore, the more edible it has to be. According to Rashi, it's about taking.
So the frozen
it's more.
Is not edible at that time.
Right, so then maybe it's you should be machmer or not. But then he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that if it's going to if you're going to have a long schlepped out suda, ashi roi lemachel that it's going to be right to eat. So then it's fine because it's going to be good later on in the suda. So therefore, eventually it's going to be fine. After the chashuv reisayach, just three lam dan she's done. That I don't think anybody has ever. I don't think anybody has ever tried that. Let's turn over to the Prima Gaudim source number 8. Prima Gaudim brings down, top line, yearly it appears to me. So might we see that you could be makel, or some of them said you could be makel, we're just trying to bring out, maybe according to the Rashba's way, which the Gros says you should be machmer, that you have to cut both, well, then you for sure can't cut both. We're saying according to the Kafachayim, who's machmer to hold, it may be more of a reason to be machmer. Okay. So my point is, you could go straight halacha, and you could try to look at the reasoning behind halacha. Whenever you get to the reasoning behind halacha, you'll see things are much more gray. That's why things get nitty gritty. Many people just want, tell me halacha l'maisa. Kelacha Maisik Mimekel. Beautiful. Shkayach. We always want to hear a little bit behind Halacha. There are certain Rabbanim that clear A, B, C, and they sound so great, and it is true. However, if you want to know a little bit the depths of Torah, you want to go a little bit more. Tell the Prima Gadim. What about Paskusim? Misha ain't oichel Paskusim. People don't eat Paspalter. It's a thing not to eat Paspalter. And maybe not a thing, meaning you have to ask yourself, which is more chomer, Paspalter or Chalastam? Good question. Shulchan Aruch brings down to Yimachmar that people are Machmar Paspalter. It means it has Ashkacha, but it's not baked by a Yid. Ve'en le'lecha mishmah, but you don't have lecha mishmah. Ki'im pas kasher, achet pas kasher, v'achet pas akum. One pas kasher, one pas akum. Ef shi'a di'ach ha'shni'a, ha'shni'a de'ach ha'man. It's good enough to leave the second one, de'ach ha'man. P'shidah, shim'en le'pas yisrael, ki'im pas akum, b'shabes, shi'ach ha'menu, ha'fil nidah by the field mishum eva. I don't know what he means at the end of here because we don't have the rest of it. He seems to be saying that the fact that you're not eating something because you don't hold that you're allowed to eat it doesn't mean that it can't be part of the Lecha Mishnah. So we see over here, I would say similar to the freezer, the fact that you can't eat it is not taking detracting from the fact that it's enough of a Zecher. Because it's a Zecher. What might it's a Zecher? That's what we see. So we see more Naita to that one. Let's go to the Tzitz Eliezer, Ratzvi Eliezer, Waldenberg. Shaila is borrowing bread. So I'm by Shaila Shudas, and I pick up bread from somebody else, and I give it back to him. Does Lecha Mishnah have to be yours or not? That's a good question. What's the Halacha? Says the Tzitz Eliezer. So he answers like that. But again, according to the Rashi, well, if it's a din in the Suda, you could eat from it, or it'd be wrong. But let's say you're going to somebody else's house and your mom is doing it right back to them. So it's not even on your table. But let's say you're giving it right back to them. The guy said he needs it back. So it's not really part of your Suda. If it's something that you could technically eat, it's part of your Suda. But it's something that you're not eating from.
Like a neglect, everyone's got their own collar roll.
Right.
They always like just touch the second.
Correct. Exactly. So he said, "Them after the tarf lechem mishnah lechem shol baru lechem shemachziu lebal b'shleimus achar bracha va'bisu al kikrei v'din sir pasakum also pasakum," and then he brings down sir matzah lechem mishnah repesach shchal b'shabbes matzah repesach the fourth on Shabbos aishen shmura repesach l'mishayich l'shmura, or if it's not shmura matzah, somebody eats shmura matzah. So he brings down that Amad Dabar, this is what everybody does, that everybody does it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Let's read it. Al Dvarim, Efshal says, Yitei Chavasei Lecha Mishnah, Kishalechem Echashol, one of the breads is borrowed, Oishashrichem Beit Alachmem, Yom Mishalayuf, both have to be from yours. Umuven Shashelihu Yilafi Minigroib, the other Shabbatin Rach Echemem. It's going according to the minhag of most people that they only break one of them. This is what everybody does. Even Talmid Chum do the same thing. He says it makes sense. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara brought the Daf Lama Tetzman Beit V'Shabbos Daf Kuf Yizayin and Beit Halam Duhachtin and V'Shabbos Chayvad Mutel Take Your Grace. Because it says Lecha Mishnah. Over Hakra like this Galashin Siva Shatrika Luka Lecha Mishnah, Shem Bakumli Talif Lemur Shatrika Shilkadu Udumya Desham Shem Shalachem. Like the way Avi was saying, doesn't say you have to take it, has to be yours. Alkasa Blush shall see with the worm, but you have seen the luck to Lecha Mishnah. Was there a din that each person was machuif to take the Lecha Mishnah when they were taking them on? They had to take it. There was a din Lechem that you had to own it? No, it wasn't, you just had to eat. So it's not a din that has to be yours. Like, you look at Lecha Mishnah, it has to be yours. Everybody got an Asir Sa'efa, that's what everybody ate. But was it din that you had to have your own, you weren't able to eat from somebody else's thing? You just have to make a Zecher what was then. You don't have to say that he was a din lachem that you had to take. That's the lashon is that you take. So therefore, he wants to say that it doesn't have to be yours. I'm going to stand and say, even when you learn from there, it doesn't mean that you have to do it in all the specifics. Meaning, the mom went down for everybody. Everybody got the same amount. So maybe the all breads have to be the same. Are you allowed to have one challah that's bigger, one challah that's smaller? Well, you could. Should it be the same size?
What if you
didn't have one challah? But ain't called
Kabeda Vadiktuk.
No, that won't work. However, we'll see. Shulchan Aruch brings down, that's important to know, that if you have a broken piece and you stick a needle and you put it back together, that is considered a full piece. That's an important thing to know.
What if you don't have
a just the watching? Yeah, I mean, it's still better to have bread. Therefore, you're saying it doesn't have to be with the specifics. You're allowed to have one bigger, one smaller. You're allowed to borrow one. Each person have their own lechem mishnah. I have a question. Oren, you have guests over by your table. Does each person have their own lechem mishnah? No. So what do we see over here? What do we see? That everybody has, everybody doesn't have their own. It happens to be certain people. It's true. It's true. That's a question. The person speak about that. Does it look like its own thing when you break it apart?
No, it's the full part. It looks like a full part.
But anyway, he said, "Mechavlo haitiyat kol mesum." The Rei Parsha Rechin is zechel b'lacham shabaitim b'chel tzim kagboy. Why man nisher bu bivahema buhama? I don't know what he mean by that. Shaloi mechakum lefanov. Okay, I'm never shabait lachem tzrichim shiyum shaloi. I never shalchem tzrichim yaitim day chavatim lachem mishna. So you see, people are not yaitim lachem mishna if it has to be mamish yours. So he's saying, "Avad there's no din lachem that has to be yours." Even though each person had their own, you know, didn't have to be yours.
For I to have like everybody, so have their own lessons.
No, what he's saying is just he's saying there's no din that you have to own it, even though by exactly. We'll stop over here. I hear. Okay, we'll stop over here, Mr. Shem. We'll have to continue the rest of the Kairos. Yeah.